I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Saturday night in Terre Haute, the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra, led by David Bowden, presents A Night of Romance, and they welcome to the stage singer Hannah Penn for music of Wagner and Bizet, along with Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra. Hannah Penn's our guest. We're talking to her from just before a rehearsal elsewhere. Hannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I'm actually from Indiana. I'm a local singer, or used to be. I went to Indiana University for 6 years, and I grew up outside of Washington, Indiana. And interestingly enough, my first performance with orchestra was with Terre Haute Symphony a long time ago, about 12 years ago. And I did the Mozart Requiem, and I sang soprano. So I've given up on that since now, mezzo. But yeah, it's great to be coming home again and to see my family and to work with David Bowden, with whom I've worked several times before. I always have a great time with him.
Hannah, you're doing music of Wagner, and it's described as Wagner's love songs. What's the repertoire?
Well, the repertoire is the Wiesendonklieder. It's a song cycle, 5 songs, and the texts are from poems by Mathilde Wiesendonck, who was the wife of one of his patrons. And it's speculated that Wagner had a bit of a love affair with her. They're very romantic texts dealing with longing, with nature as a metaphor for desire. And the texts are incredibly lush and gorgeous, and the music suits them perfectly. It's very chromatic, wonderful, beautiful harmonies, and a lush orchestration. I think people are really going to love them.
Is there a plot in addition to the themes that you've described through these?
There is not a plot, but there is a progression, I would say, of a theme that continues throughout, this theme of the desire underlying life and underlying nature itself and finding expression in various ways. So they definitely feel connected, even if there's not a through drama.
Hannah, in addition to singing the Wagner pieces with the orchestra, you'll also be singing Carmen. How did it happen that you moved from the soprano to the mezzo repertoire?
Well, I really never sang soprano professionally except for that one time. I began my career as a musician as a pianist. And so before I had studied very long, most people are sopranos, and I'm fairly comfortable up high, so I was kind of mislabeled. But once I began studying at Indiana University, I was immediately classified as a mezzo. I actually remember a very funny thing when I auditioned. Having studied piano, I didn't know so much about vocal rep, and I came in with kind of a strange audition package to sing for Indiana University. And I remember Virginia Zayani looking at my repertoire after my audition, and she said, "Sweetheart, if you call yourself a soprano, we won't take you. If we call you a mezzo, we will take you and we will give you money." And I said, "Oh, I'm a mezzo. That's wonderful." "I don't care. That's fine." So that was the beginning of being a mezzo. And the first days at IU, I was always a mezzo soprano and love it. And as you say, Carmen, of course, is the dream role for a mezzo soprano. And I've had an interesting history with Carmen just in the past year. I'm currently at Portland Opera as a studio artist in their apprenticeship program, and was covering Carmen and had the opportunity to go on with very little notice. So it was extremely exciting, and I had a wonderful time. It was a great way to sing your first Carmen. The audience was very positive and great energy. And as a result of that performance, the assistant director hired me to sing another Carmen in Ecuador this summer, so I got to do it again, this time with rehearsal, which was much appreciated. Yeah, I love the role, of course. Who doesn't love to sing Carmen? I'm very excited to sing those arias on our concert.
We've been talking with Hannah Penn. She'll be singing with the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra Saturday, November 8th at 7:30. David Bowden conducting. On the program, in addition to the music from Bizet's Carmen and from Wagner, Bartok's Concerto for the entire orchestra. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.